It's Saturday morning with Jack Tame.
Filling you up on gossip, food, gardening, wine.
Powered by Still Shop. 10 stores Auckland wide.
Only on Newstalk ZB.
And Kerry McIver's with us this morning. Morning, Kerry.
A very good morning to you too, Jack. I found the coolest Fermet on a website called Dudesville.
Dudesville?
Yeah.
Kerry, what are you looking at a website called Dudesville for?
Well, I googled Fermets because I'd never heard of them until I heard you talk about them.
That makes three of us. It's you, Deborah Hill-Cohn, and I. We didn't know about Fermets. Turns out everyone else did. They look pretty neat, eh?
Well, this new one, the sort of updated version, you know, the version iPhone 6 Fermet. It's got a little tap coming off it where you can take some hot water off without necessarily taking the whole thing off.
Really?
Cool. Yeah.
Oh, that's great. Hey, good news. Teresa has written in from Napier this morning.
Yeah.
She wanted to thank you. She says, let Kerry know the book she reviewed last week, White Crocodile by Katie Medina, was a fabulous quick read. So thank you so much for the recommendation.
Oh, good. I'm glad she enjoyed it. It is. It's a really good book. Oh, that makes me happy.
You can do no wrong, Kerry. You know that. Hey, this week's with Tumble Down Manor by Helen Brown is this week's book. How does that rate?
Well, it's a goodie. Helen Brown wrote, she grew up in New Zealand. She was a newspaper and magazine columnist. And then she wrote a memoir called Cleo about a little black cat that healed her family. And it was a runaway bestseller. It was a lovely, lovely book. And that was a memoir. This is her foray into fiction. And it's a lovely story. Lisa is living in New York with her husband, Jake. It's her 50th birthday, which, you know, a woman approaches with some trepidation. But it's lovely. Jake has flown her son, who's studying in Australia, to New York. The daughter is in San Francisco. He's flown her there. Her bossy older sister and husband are there en route to a cruise around Alaska. And it's a beautiful surprise for her until there's a knock at the door and a huge bouquet of roses, the biggest she has ever seen, comes in. Jake sort of lunges himself at the flowers. She says, "Oh, darling," grabs the card, and they're to his lover. It's a very intimate note to his lover. The florist has sent them to the wrong address.
Oh.
Yes. So she packs up her life, heads back to Australia where her older sister is living and where her son is studying and where she herself grew up, and decides that she'll make her life there. Her bossy older sister wants her to buy a little townhouse, which is lock up and leave and very chic. She's determined to buy back Trumperton Manor, which is where her great-grandfather grew up. It's a crumbling ruin. Everyone says she's mad to try and take it on as a project. But take it on she does, and enter Scott the handsome handyman, and the little village she's in won't talk about the disaster that happened at Trumperton Manor.
Yeah.
She sort of comes back expecting to be reclaimed to the village bosom, but clearly something bad has happened there. Nobody will tell her what it is. And it builds to a crescendo, and we find out what it is, and it all ends happily ever after.
So for someone who's, this is her first foray into fiction, like you say, Cleo was was a memoir and was enormously successful. Who do you think would like this, Kerry?
Oh, this is for any woman who loves, because I've just waded through Marion Keyes, which is, she writes good chick lit, and I refuse to see that as a negative term. It's books written about women for women, and I think it's way better than Marion Keyes. So if you like the Marion Keyes type novels,
yeah,
you'll love this. It's a bit of escapism, and it's a bit of, she ties the knots up very neatly, and it's, everybody gets what they deserve, and it's just a lovely escapist read for any woman.
Fantastic. All right. The book is Tumble Down Manor. It's by Helen Brown. It's out now. We'll put it on our website as well, newstalkzb.co.nz. Kerry, enjoy the rest of your weekend, won't you?
I shall. I'm doing the Plasterers Awards tonight.
Oh, you get all the glamorous gigs. I tell you what, you throw a few Fermet anecdotes into the Plasterers Award, that's going to go down super well. The Plasterers, they're going to know their Fermets.
Well, it's better than asking them to, you know, fill in cracks and, you know, getting plastered. I'm sure they've heard that 10 minutes.
Very droll, yeah. Oh, we'll enjoy that. We'll catch up with you next week.
Thanks so much, Jack.
Good on you, Kerry. That's Kerry McIver. That book again is Tumble Down Manor.